Today's reading begins in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 23. Proverbs 24, verse 23. These also are sayings of the wise. Partiality in judging is not good. Whoever says to the wicked, "You are in the right," will be cursed by peoples, abhorred by nations, but those who rebuke the wicked will have delight, and a good blessing will come upon them. Whoever gives an honest answer kisses the lips. Prepare your work outside. Get everything ready for yourself in the field, and after that, build your house. Be not a witness against your neighbor without cause, and do not deceive with your lips. Do not say, "I will do to him as he has done to me. I will pay the man back for what he has done." I passed by the field of a sluggard, by the vineyard of a man lacking sense, and behold, it was all overgrown with thorns. The ground was covered with nettles, and its stone wall was broken down. Then I saw and considered it. I looked and received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a robber, and want like an armed man. Chapter 25. These are the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, the king of Judah, copied. It is the glory of God to conceal things, but the glory of kings is to search things out. As the heavens for height and the earth for depth, so the heart of kings is unsearchable. Take away the dross from silver, and the smith has material for a vessel. Take away the wicked from the presence of the king, and his throne will be established in righteousness. Do not put yourself forward in the king's presence, or stand in the place of the great, for it is better to be told, "Come up here," than to be put lower in the presence of a noble. What your eyes have seen, do not hastily bring into court, for what will you do in the end when your neighbor puts you to shame? Argue your case with your neighbor himself, and do not reveal another's secret, lest he who hears you bring shame upon you, and your ill repute have no end. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver. Like a gold ring or an ornament of gold is a wise reprover to a listening ear. Like the cold of snow in the time of harvest is a faithful messenger to those who send him. He refreshes the soul of his masters. Like clouds and wind without rain is a man who boasts of a gift he does not give. With patience a ruler may be persuaded, and a soft tongue will break a bone. If you have found honey, eat only enough for you, lest you have your fill of it and vomit. Let your foot be seldom in your neighbor's house, lest he have his fill of you and hate you. A man who bears false witness against his neighbor is like a war club or a sword or a sharp arrow. Trusting in a treacherous man in time of trouble is like a bad tooth or a foot that slips. Whoever sings songs to a heavy heart is like one who takes off a garment on a cold day, and like vinegar on soda. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he is thirsty, give him water to drink, for you will heap burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you. The north wind brings forth rain, and a backbiting tongue angry looks. It is better to live in a corner of the housetop than in a house shared with a quarrelsome wife. Like cold water to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Like a muddied spring or a polluted fountain is a righteous man who gives way before the wicked. It is not good to eat much honey, nor is it glorious to seek one's own glory. A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. Chapter 26. Like snow in summer or rain in harvest, so honor is not fitting for a fool. Like a sparrow in its flitting, like a swallow in its flying, a curse that is causeless does not alight. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the back of fools. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest you be like him yourself. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes. Whoever sends a message by the hand of a fool cuts off his own feet and drinks violence. Like a lame man's legs, which hang useless, is a proverb in the mouth of fools. Like one who binds the stone in the sling is one who gives honor to a fool. Like a thorn that gives up into the hand of a drunkard is a proverb in the mouth of fools. Like an archer who wounds everyone is one who hires a passing fool or drunkard. Like a dog that returns to his vomit is a fool who repeats his folly. Do you see a man who is wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. The sluggard says, "There is a lion in the road, there is a lion in the streets." As a door turns on its hinges, so does a sluggard on his bed. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish, it wears him out to bring it back to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly. Whoever meddles in a quarrel not his own is like one who takes a passing dog by the ears. Like a madman who throws firebrands, arrows, and death is the man who deceives his neighbor and says, "I am only joking." For lack of wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no whisperer, quarreling ceases. As charcoal to hot embers and wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome man for kindling strife. The words of a whisperer are like delicious morsels. They go down into the inner parts of the body. Like the glaze covering an earthen vessel are fervent lips with an evil heart. Whoever hates disguises himself with his lips and harbors deceit in his heart. When he speaks graciously, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Though his hatred be covered with deception, his wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. Whoever digs a pit will fall into it, and a stone will come back to him who starts it rolling. A lying tongue hates its victims, and a flattering mouth works ruin. So we continue in the book of Proverbs, and we've had all of these short sayings. Some of them are a few verses long. Some of them are only a verse long. He talks about showing partiality and approving over evil things. Whoever says to the wicked, "You are in the right," will be cursed. We see a lot of that going around in the world today. Those that will either say whatever they think will be accepted in the moment, or a lot of what we see is approval over very evil behavior. While the world may accept these things, God does not. We need to make sure that we approve those things which are wholesome, righteous, and godly. A lot of our reading today also dealt with those that are foolish and or lazy. Verse 27, prepare your work outside, get everything ready for yourself in the field. After that, build your house. Diligence and preparation. Verse 30, I passed by the field of a sluggard, by the vineyard of a man lacking sense. It was all overgrown with thorns. The ground was covered with nettles. The stone wall was broken down. Laziness will eventually end up with us losing even what we do have. Verse 33, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a robber. Remember, Solomon's not saying, don't ever rest, don't take a vacation, don't take time off. But there is a balance. There are things that we must do in order to make our way, and then there is a time in which we can find rest. For example, the farmer has to work very long hours during planting and harvest, but other times he may have opportunity to rest or do other things that he needs to do. We wouldn't withhold that, nor say that that farmer was not being diligent, for we realize that his work comes in those spurts. So again, make application as appropriate for your life. Chapter 25 states that this is a collection which the men of Hezekiah copied down. Again, some of these can be several verses long, and some of these can be shorter. But you've got lots of warnings. These are primarily warnings for us. A few commendations, you know, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold. That one is, you know, commending speaking appropriately. But by the time you get to verse 15, we're back to warnings. You know, don't eat too much honey because you'll have your fill of it and vomit. Don't be going into your neighbor's house all the time, lest he have his fill of you and hate you. These are things that we might say are common sense, but common sense things have to be learned. Chapter 25 ends with, a man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. He has no protection. Chapter 26 likewise continues with these warnings. Little bits of information that will give us some common sense in dealing with things in our life. Again, he deals with the foolish and the lazy. Verse 14, as a door turns on its hinges, so does a sluggard on his bed. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish. It wears him out to bring it back to his mouth. That seems extreme, but we understand the principle that is being taught. Verse 20 is a very important one. For lack of wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no whisper, quarreling ceases. There's no fuel for the fire. So pick a few of these and think on them, meditate on them as you continue your day. And as always, please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.